We welcome you back to coverage of the Flint Hills League Shootout right here on Country 101.7 FM. Michael Digger alongside Tegan Truen. Osage City up by 9, 30-21 as we get underway into the second half. Osage City with possession. Boss keying it into Cooper Parsons. Now back to Boss, now in the Parsons.
No hurry to make the rush here. Again, we talked about being intentional. Osage City, I think they're trying to force the contact here from Chase County, try and get them a little bit on their heels.
Parsons back to the Powery, waiting to Cooper Shore to start the five count. Now over Kaysen Parsons. Back to Cooper Parsons, trying to slow things down here.
Parsons, a little bit of a sly smile on his face as he keeps bringing it towards half court and just holding on to it, not trying to make a move here.
Boss to Kaysen Parsons. Boss had a game-high 23 points in the first half, hitting one right before the buzzer sounded to conclude the first half. Back to Parsons. Now Kirkpatrick with it. Not have yet to attack the bucket here. Now over to Schaefer.
This is a strategy that inspires absolute freakouts because it's smart.
Boston line, and it'll be called for the charge.
Whoa.
Aiden Iman underneath, and Boss will pick up his first foul. 70 seconds gone by here in the quarter. Boss got at the elbow and drove right to the block, and Aiden Iman was right there.
All that for a turnover.
They were guarding each other on the opposite end. I think Boss was saying, was that really a charge? And Aiden kind of just a sly smile. Tagro. Bounce pass or lob into Cooper Schroerd, unable to recover it, and into the hands of Cooper Parsons. Up top, Caden Kirkpatrick. Now Kaysen Parsons on the right side, nearly thrown out of bounds. Now back to Cooper Parsons, back at the Powery. They'll try and milk some more clock.
I hate to say it, I love this strategy by Coach Fort. It really is a frustrating defensive, offensive tactic. But, man, it's smart because they can't disrupt your flow.
Boss gets it on the left elbow, goes to the right block, off the window, and good. Double-digit lead now for Osage City. They lead by 11. Chase County overcame an 11-point deficit in the first matchup to win 59-57 last Tuesday. Cooper Schroer to Aiden Iman left baseline. In the mid lane to Dom Cothers. Off the block or off the window, no good. Rebound to Aiden Iman.
Ooh.
Now on the opposite side to Vogel, getting carried away here. Now Eidman on the elbow is no good. Cooper Parsons falls down, but rebound going to Kaysen Parsons. Now back to Cooper. 32-21, 5:25 to play in the third. Kaysen Parsons has it on the right wing. Back up top to Cooper Parsons. They'll be double teamed at the Powery. Go back to the right wing to Kaysen Parsons. It'll be skipped to the corner to Dalton Schaefer, who fumbles it but recovers, throws up an elbow jumper. It's short. Rebound to Aiden Iman.
Now, Chase County has got to figure out a way that they can neutralize this tactic in the offensive zone by Osage City because they are taking a lot of time off that clock.
Chad Groh with an excellent drive. That's his first point since the first quarter. And I don't think Dennis Fort liked that effort by his team. Makes it 32-23. He'll take a full timeout. We'll take a quick 30 with them. You're listening to Flint Hills League Shootout coverage on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. And USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2022-2023 school year.
32-23, our score, Osage City on top. Timeout taken by Dennis Ford, and these timeouts sponsored by McDonald's on 6th Street. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites, for free. Osage City kind of slowing things down here in the third quarter, really making Chase County work for it, taking more on that.
Well, you know, I mentioned before we took the break, I really like this strategy by Dennis Fort as he has his team just backing up near half court, holding that ball, letting that clock run It's a tactic you see in a lot of sports. You don't see it a lot in basketball. You see it more in sports like hockey and things like that, or you know, you see teams in football kind of milk the clock in that way. It works for so many reasons. Number one, it's frustrating to the defense because they realize that they have to push the issue. You're trying to draw them into a foul, so they have to figure out a way to neutralize it without penalizing themselves. And at this point, Chase County's kind of letting Osage City really dictate the pace. That could be detrimental.
Osage City with possession. Cooper Parsons right back to the Power E, where he's been the entirety of the quarter.
You got to be careful.
Parsons now left wing.
You got to be careful when you're getting him going here, because if you get too aggressive, you're going to draw another foul. That's what Osage City's hoping for.
Cason Parsons left unattended, but leaves the three long. Rebound to Tag Groney, streaking down the other way. Spin move at the mid lane, kicked out to Don Cather. Shot about a three. We'll go lob inside to Cooper Schroer, and he had an elbow on the back of him.
I think that was two paws right to the back.
It's going to go against Cason Parsons. That's his third. He'll be subbed out by Dalton Schaefer. He'll be met to the bench by Dennis Ford, who said, "What did I say?" And obviously,
it was the opposite
in the timeout. Lob inside to Aiden Iman on the inbound, off the window, good. 4-0 run by Chase County brings their deficit to 7 against Osage City, 32-25. Cooper Parsons over to Dalton Schaefer. Back up top to Cooper Parsons. Back to Schaefer. Schaefer will look inside, but Moss is fronted by Pax Vogel.
Yeah, I kind of expected that defensively for Chase County. They're going to double-team Boss, make it very hard for him to get around.
Kirkpatrick comes for the ball, looking for a ball screen, but Schaefer waves him off. Still has his dribble with 3:40 to play in the quarter. Now back to Parsons. Parsons defending the man-to-man defense now by Dom Collars. Now right side, Kirkpatrick, who's been held quiet, yet to score here in this one. Dalton Schaefer now up top. Left side, Brecken Bowen. Back to Schaefer. Schaefer dribbling with his right. Dagro coming for some help. He picks up his dribble, and Bulldogs back off. Now back to Cooper Parsons. He'll swing it left side, Brecken Bowen. Now back on top to Dalton Schaefer. 3:05 to play in the third. 32-25, Osage City on top. Taking their time here offensively, milking the clock for all it's worth.
If I'm Schaefer, what I want to do here is get it back near half court, and I want to force them to reach in on me right here. He's kind of letting that – he's kind of making the first move here. You need to let Chase County make that first attack, turn into something, maybe draw a foul here. If you're really going to milk this strategy, might as well get more out of it.
Bowen now on the left side. Bounce past the Cooper Parsons. Of course, Osage City came in with a 9-point halftime lead to start the second half, 30-21. But has really changed things up offensively. And they're going to have a steal on the opposite side by Tag Groh. His breakaway is no good, but he gets clotheslined by Landon Boss. Groh gets up quick. Did not like that clothesline.
No, he did not.
Foul's going to go against Boss, his second. See if things will continue to be chippy underneath.
They're still jawing with each other over there.
I don't think these two teams any fans of each other. Cade Witt wanted an explanation on that.
Groh staring daggers right at Boss on that shot.
I don't think there was any intent there by Boss. He was trying to make a play on the ball. Been there, done that. Didn't mean to clothesline him. Unfortunately for Boss, you know, Groh kind of landed fairly well.
Landed right on his keister.
And he leaves it short on the second one. Going to have a foul on the rebound attempt. Monahan, a little bit too much contact in there on Caden Kirkpatrick. That'll be the first team foul for Chase County. We have a timeout taken by Cade Witt. Looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. Stop by McDonald's on 6th Avenue and get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and a drink to make it a meal. McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Mind you guys, our video coverage brought to you in part by First National Bank of Kansas, Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally, get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking basics and cash back on purchases with Kasasa and Kasasa Cashback. Member FDIC. That's one thing is, you know, Osage City was really cooking there to end the second or into the in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And it's kind of surprising to see them kind of go into that stall offense, really working things around, milking this clock, because sometimes you get kind of lackadaisical in those possessions that go into minute and a half, 2 minutes, and that's what we saw in the previous possession with Tag Grow getting that breakaway layup.
And normally I would agree with you, but when you've got guys that can get back down the court and transition as fast as guys like Landon Boss, who was deep in the post and managed to get down there to make the save, I don't think it's as bad of an idea as you might think at first glance.
Kirkpatrick will be tied up with it. White Griffin with the steal. I'm going to say it's tie up, but it'll be a turnover nonetheless as alternate possession arrow in favor of Chase County.
That'll be the 12th turnover for Osage City.
White Griffin inbound. He'll key it in to Tag Row. 32-26. Osage City with the lead. Cooper Schroer on the wing to Pax Vogel, high right elbow. Back to Schroer. Into the corner now to Monahan. Back to Schroer, but poked away out of bounds by Cason Parsons into the front row of his student section.
The Lady Indians basketball team making the save right there.
That was Georgia Kisselman.
Yes. Don't hurt
her. Receiving in. Georgia's got a big game tomorrow evening at 6. Pax Vogel spin move on the block, trying to find Colin Monahan, and in the pass goes out of bounds. Turnover back to Osage City.
Well, you know, you were talking about this stall tactic. Chase County employing an entirely different strategy, but it doesn't seem to be working too well. They're trying to speed things up because they know that they can catch up. They've done it before. The problem is, they're being a little lackadaisical with their possessions. They've got to be more... They've got to have stronger security on that ball.
Chase County now in a half-court trap trying to get Osage City out of this. Boss bowls over. Colin Monahan. Brecken Bowen left open right corner three.
Oh. There you go.
Bowen's first point of the three, and it's a Van Gundy Farms three. Your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer. Lead back out to 9 for Osage City.
And again, Chase County, they're doing a great job of limiting the post possessions. They are shutting that lane down perfectly, but there's nobody on that perimeter. You've got to get a hand in the shooter's face.
And a pass stolen away by Brecken Bowen. His breakaway layup is rejected off the glass by Monahan, but into the hands of Boss on the right wing. He'll attack the bucket once more, and he'll be heavily fouled on the floor. Monahan and White Griffin quickly running over to Boss to help him up.
Like I was saying, you know, they are. I think at first Chase County was a little bit gun-shy to kind of pull the trigger defensively. They're afraid of picking up more fouls, but that's what you got to do in that situation. You've got to get body on body.
Fouls called on Pax Vogel, his third, team second. Boss at the line for foul shots, and their hot hands at the foul line continue.
Six of six.
Boss now with 26 in the lead back to double figures. Steps the line for one more. Good. Nothing but net. 11-point lead now. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Chase County looking for a bucket. Dom Collars with it. Trying to find Pax Vogel. And stolen away by Cooper Parsons. Osage City streaking the other way. Caden Kirkpatrick. No hand or no look past the Boss underneath on the left block off the glass and good. Largest lead of the evening for Osage City. They lead things 39-26. 10 seconds left here in the third. White Griffin now, 5 seconds, picks up his dribble on the baseline. The Pax Vogel, left side, Dom Collars fires up a three. It's short. Three quarters gone by. Osage City leads 39-26. Can they hold on and advance to their first Foothills League Shootout Championship since 2021, or can Chase County mount a comeback and make it to their first ever Shootout Championship? Find out next right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Foothills Shootout is brought to you by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Plumbing by Spillman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair. Call on Troy's for all your automotive needs. 620-341-9449.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you in part by Linden USD 421. Linden High School students and staff want to thank area businesses and the community for supporting their academic and athletic programs. It's great to be a Linden Tiger. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go, Bulldogs!
Welcome you back to Wide Auditorium as we begin the fourth quarter here at, with Osage City leading thanks 39-26. This is their largest lead of the night. Landon Boss with it, and he's got 29 for the contest. Boss over to Caden Kirkpatrick. Coach Slay's signature right in front of the scores table. Kirkpatrick going right side, now to Kaysen Parsons. Osage City really slowed things down and then kind of ramped things up there in the closing moments of the third quarter, scoring a quick 7 points in the final 2 minutes of play. Boss all the way to the right block, and he will go to the line as Cooper Schroer will be called for a blocking foul. Not a whole lot of help defense there, Boss. Just going straight to the hoop. Not a whole lot of pressure applied there by the Bulldogs. First one from Boss, good.
Boss makes the first free throw.
Indians, 8 of 8.
Indians stay perfect from the line. And the second one, no good. But an offensive board, though, by Dalton Schaefer.
Broadcaster's jinx.
I thought we were going to be all right tonight.
I did, too.
And Pax Vogel steals it away on the near sideline. Now to Tag Groh. Groh with the breakaway. Leaves it a little bit too strong off the window, and he'll go to the line for two foul shots. Groh, 7 points to lead the way for Chase County. It's going to be four on Kaysen Parsons. First one from Groh, good.
Well, you need to start knocking these down consistently here. They're only 4 of 7. They've left some points there.
Second one from Groh. Also good. Bowen will go to the scores table, and he'll sub out Kaysen Parsons. Landon Boss to throw things in, and it goes through the arms of Cooper Parsons and out of bounds into the Chase County bench, and Chase County will get the ball back underneath.
This is where you want it. I mean, obviously, you can't score points in the defensive zone, but you really want it here to kind of set the tempo for this fourth quarter. Don't let Osage City control the pace.
Tagro keys it in, and it's tipped up out of bounds, last touched by Osage City. Groh would try it again.
Doing a good job of making Groh have to lob it up or throw it away.
Pass right deflected, but into the hands of Dom Cobblers. Now back to Groh. Groh looking to drive. Dribbles it a little bit too strong, but recovered by Aiden Nyman. Down the corner to Vogel. Vogel driving baseline. Opposite side to Dom Cobblers. His fadeaway jumper no good. Rebound to Kirkpatrick. 40-28. Osage City on top. 6:50 to play in the ballgame. Cooper Parsons guarding the man-to-man defense by Tag Groh. Groh gets a hand on it. The pass over to Landon Boss right here in front of us. Boss driving with his right. Picks up his dribble before handing it off to Caden Kirkpatrick now. To Parsons as they begin the three-man weave. Boss taking his time, driving with his left, foul line. One-handed pass to Bowen, right side. Is off the mark, but he is fouled. No step to the line for two foul shots. Foul's going to go against Dom Cothard. That will be his first, team's fourth. Bowen at the line for two foul shots, looking to add to his 12-point advantage. It's good. Bowen with 4 points. Lead back to 13. Get the ball from the official for one more. Right. Right-handed shot, takes a few dribbles, collects himself, and fires. It's off the mark, rebound, won by Kirkpatrick on the block. His putback no good, but Boss with another offensive board.
Wow.
And this time it's good. Cannot provide multiple opportunities.
Nope.
The Osage City Indians, when you're trailing things down by 15.
Two offensive boards in a row.
Schroer with it at the foul line, leaves it short on the jumper, rebound the Boss.
You have got to attack that rim and need to fight for those rebounds, especially when you've got the opposition getting offensive boards and putbacks. You can't leave those ones just going.
Boss with it on the far sideline. Now driving all the way in, leaves it short on the layup, rebound the Wyatt Griffin. Now right side, Aiden Eidman. Into Cooper Schroer, mid lane, bounce pass to Monahan on the right, left baseline. It's short. Rebound to Osage City. Parsons.
Ooh,
spin moves.
Wow.
And he'll be fouled by Cooper Schroer. That'll be team's fifth. Schroer's second.
Some impressive hand-eye coordination right there. Got to give him credit. Wow.
We have a full timeout taken by Cade Witt, knowing he's going to need them out of comeback. If this team's going to come back in this one, they trail things 43-28. We'll take a break with them. But you're listening to Championship Semifinals right here on the Flint Hills League Shootout on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout is brought to you in part by Linden USD 421. Linden High School students and staff want to thank area businesses and the community for supporting their academic and athletic programs. It's great to be a Linden Tiger. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go, Bulldogs!
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout being brought to you by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. A proud supporter of all area athletes. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174.
Back to live action right here from Wyatt Auditorium. Michael Dicker alongside Tegan Shroom. 15-point advantage for Osage City, and they've got possession. Of course, those timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Your afternoon stop for hot, fresh fries for a dollar between 2 and 5 p.m. Cooper Parsons drives to the left block off the window.
Really?
No good, but they're going to call it travel before he got there.
That'll be the 14th turnover overall for Osage City.
Chase County still looking for their first field goal of this quarter. They trail things by 15. Going to need to get a hot hand. Tag Groh will be fouled on the drive. Foul's going to go against Cooper Parsons, his third, team's fifth.
They didn't even hear the whistle on that one.
I don't think Tech Groh, I don't think the other players did either.
No, Tech definitely did not. Neither did Parsons.
Groh to inbound and go into the right corner of the Cooper Schroer. He'll fire up a three.
Beautiful.
He gets it. Just what Chase County needed as they try to crawl back in this one.
If you recall to a week ago, it was a big three late in the fourth quarter that got them the momentum, getting them back into the game.
It's getting those three-point shots brought to you by Van Gundy Farms. Boss makes it look easy on the opposite end. You got 5 points in the quarter, 34 for the ball game. Dom Cothers on the right wing, drives in. Bounce pass to Cooper Schroer on the opposite side. Leaves it long, but he is fouled and go to line for two. Five 31 the score. Schroer the lefty, fires up the first one good.
Three straight makes from the line for the boys in white.
Second one from Cooper Schroer. Leaves it short, rebound to Kirkpatrick, but it goes through his arms and out of bounds. A big break there for Chase County. Chase County trailing things 45-32, 4:24 left to play. winner to play at 7:30 tomorrow night for the championship here, the shootout.
Ooh, boy.
Loser to play in the consolation third place game at 4:30. Cooper Shore nearly has it go out of bounds. Caden Kirkpatrick knocks it out of bounds. They'll stay here with Chase County. They'll inbound right in front of their own bench.
A few times here for both teams trying to be a little too fancy for their own good. And that's where you start to have some costly mistakes.
Monahan to Groh. Groh drives in, gets tied up. They're going to call a reach in, though. It's going to be a 1-1 now. That's the 17th foul for Osage City. Fouls against Dalton Schaefer. That's his first. With a 13-point lead, that's the last thing you want if you're Dennis Fort. Chase County at the line with no time going off. Groh, 1-1 front end. Good.
It's an interesting distraction tactic by the Osage City cheering section. Sitting down, putting their feet up, and is it swimming? Backstroke? Kicking the feet in the air? I've never seen that one, I got to admit, Mike.
Groh at the line for one more. Good. We have a full timeout taken with by Cade Witt. His team trailing things by 11. Can they mount the comeback? Find out next right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you by Planet Sub. Fresh sandwiches, wraps, and oven-baked subs on made-from-scratch bread. Planet Sub across from Walmart. The Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you in part by the Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! By Murphy Agri LLC, serving the agricultural community in Strong City and Lebo. See Murphy Agri for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs. And by Harshman Construction, they have several rock quarries in the area to supply your rock and sand needs and are also available to haul it for you. Call Harshman Construction at 620-274-4377.
Osage City on top, 45-34. We'll be welcoming you back to White Auditorium, 4:11 to play. I want to remind you guys that our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue, locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly, open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Osage City with possession. Landon Boss trying to get it in. He will find Caden Kirkpatrick in front of Chase County's bench. Halfway through here in this fourth and final quarter. Pax Vogel nearly with a steal. And it's going to be tagged with a foul. It'll be Pax's fourth, team's sixth. Vogel had 14 in the previous matchup, only 6 points thus far, and has been held scoreless in the second half. Boss to key things in right at the scorer's table. He'll go in the Kirkpatrick, he'll cross timeline, slow things down. Now to Dalton Schaefer, look for Osage City to run some clock here. They'll find Cooper Parsons. Parsons drilling with his left, defended by Cooper Schroer. Now Brecken Bowen in the left wing. Skip right side, Schaefer. Schaefer will step in, nothing there. Picks up his dribble on the left wing, trying to find Bowen. Looked like he was coming right for you, Tegan.
Now never Cooper, flinched.
Looking to go to Cooper Parsons. Now back to Bowen. Bowen skips it right side. Schaefer lob inside. Knocked out of bounds by Aiden Eidman.
I'll go so far as say I didn't even blink.
Well, after here a couple years ago when previous broadcast partners, we lost a laptop right here on this arena.
Yeah,
it's easy to flinch when you're trying to protect the equipment.
Hey, on the plus side, if that had come up here, it was coming from my face, not for the replays.
Maybe that was a foreshadow for things to come.
Let's hope not.
No, that with that laptop being destroyed there with the previous partner.
It was your time to... It was the sign that it was time to come over here.
And Parsons going to be called for a five-second violation at midcourt. Excellent job there by Dom Collars and Tag Groh. Can they cut it within single figures here on the deficit? They trail things by 11, 45-34, but time's starting to become a factor.
See, but this is what I was talking about with that stall tactic. I mentioned how much I really like it. The problem is you have to let the defense make the first move, because when you don't, you start to make those little mistakes you get yourself sped up, make him reach in on you. Make him make the contact.
Dagro, right wing, crossing over, trying to get something going. He'll get a nice little move again. Leaves it short, though, on the layup. And he'll pick up a foul underneath the Landon Boss. That'll be Groh's fourth. And Boss will go to the line for a 1-1.
And give Aiden Eidman some credit, because I think Groh was about to say something. Eidman grabbed him by the jersey, pulled him away from it. Good man there. He don't want to risk a technical.
Boss at the line. He's had a hot hand from the foul line,
to say the least.
34 in the ball game, make it 35. Season high of 37 on Tuesday. Cooper Schroer will come in. He'll sub out Dom Collars. 12-point advantage for Osage City. Tagro was just getting a drink
from getting some water, and the official thought he was subbing in or out.
Second one from Boss. Good. Lead back to 13 for Osage City. Chase County's going to have to get some stuff going offensively if they're going to come back to this one. Right, Griffin, nice drive. Be fouled on the drive. Going to be bonus time nonetheless. He'll step to the line for a 1-1. Fouls against Dalton Schaefer, his second, team's eight.
All right, make or break time. You need these points, so don't leave them off the board.
47-34, 2:58 to play. Chase County has never been in a shootout championship. Osage City looking to come back to one where they won in 2021. Foul shot good by Griffin, his first points of the evening. First points, actually Monahan's got two. I was going to say that was their first points off the bench, but make it 3 points off the bench. And now four.
Well, if you add up the time that was taken off the clock there by that stall tactic of Osage City, it adds up to about a good 2.5, maybe close to 3 minutes, and that has made a huge difference here as we get to the later stages.
Dalton Schaefer nearly falls down, collecting the inbound, and they get in the half court now. In the case in Parsons, 2:45 and counting. Landon Boss with it on the far sideline. Looking to drive with the left, all the way down, off the window, good. They're going to give it to him. Wyatt Griffin sliding over, but did not have position. And Boss will look to make the and one. He's got 38. That's a season high. Cooper Schroer back in the contest for Dom Collars.
Osage City, 11 of 13 from the charity stripe.
Boss looking for one more. Give him 39.
Wow. Just wow.
So he is by himself, 39-36. But the lead's 14, 50-36. Tagro, nice drive, but misses. But Aiden Eidman collects the offensive board and putback. Going to have an official timeout. So Tagro's going to get a delay warning. Did not see what he did. I think he might have. I don't know what he did. He
might have bumped the ball or something. I don't know. I didn't see anything.
Didn't see it.
We got replay up there for us.
So Landon Boss will key things in. 50-38. Osage City still on top. They've controlled pretty much since the second quarter of this ball game. Cooper Parsons gets it from Boss. Heavy pressure in the backcourt. Tag Rowe needs to be careful with his four fouls. Dalton Schaefer back to Parsons. Dom Cawthers nearly getting a steal at midcourt. They're going to call him with a reach. That'll be Cawthers' second, team's ninth.
See right there, letting him make the move. Get him on your back, generate the contact, go to the line. Keep increasing your lead. It's exactly the mentality you should have when you're in that lead. When you have a high lead, you're trying to protect it. Like I said, the great classic film, The Mighty Ducks 3, make him make the first move.
Foul shot, no good, rimming out, rebound to Pax Vogel. Tagro with it. 2 minutes to go. Trailing by 12. Rowe, left side, Vogel at the foul line. Lob inside to Aiden Eidman underneath. And good. 10-point lead has been cut now by Chase County. Pressure on the inbound. Whoa. And goes into the gold seats on the deflection.
The Linden cheerleaders coming up with it on that one.
50-40, a buck 43 to play. Backcourt pressure be applied on the inbound. Osage City trying to avenge an earlier season loss to Chase County as they've got a 10-point advantage.
Got to get into the front court.
Kason Parsons guarded by Tag Groh. He'll cross the timeline with 1:34 to play. Landon Boss will be tagged on the arm. He'll step to the line for a double bonus now, as that should be the 10th team foul.
That is correct.
We're now shooting double bonus. Team fouls 10 at the line, shooting 2, Landon Boss.
Looking for 40. He's going to have to wait for it as he misses the first one. Got 39 points, Boss.
Just the third miss from the line for the Indians tonight.
Second one now in the hands of Landon Boss. Bends his knees and fires. Give him 40.
And we've still got 91 seconds to go.
51-40 now. Chase County looking to get a quick bucket here. Tagro with it. Pax Vogel now. Top of the key. Going along the perimeter, finding White Griffin now to the elbow to Cooper Schroer underneath the Pax finish. Vogel, and they've got it within 10.
Great backdoor play.
Vogel's first points of the second half.
Don't get overly aggressive if you're Chase County.
Boss beats the press underneath the Kirkpatrick. Leaves it short, gets his own rebound, and Kirkpatrick has his first points of the ball game. 55 seconds left here. 53-42, Osage City on top. Tag Groh now to Aiden Eidman. He is fouled, and he'll step to the line for two shots. Boss kind of came down a little gingerly on that rebound attempt. Appears okay, though. Fouls against Dalton Schaefer, his third, team's ninth. Two shots coming for the senior, Aiden Eidman. Eidman with six in the contest. Excuse me, with eight. He's got six in the second half, but leaves it short on the first one. Need those to fall if you're Chase County. Hey, 53-42, Osage City on top, 49 seconds left. And Aiden Eidman with the bucket. It's going to be a timeout taken by Cade Witt. I think he's just got a 30-second left. We'll see. It's a full timeout. Apparently he had one, but we'll stay right here with you. Remind you guys that these timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Place your order with DoorDash and let the team at 6th Avenue prepare it for you hot and fresh. McDonald's on 6th Avenue. I also remind you guys of our video coverage brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teal's at 785-528-3912. Time, obviously, a factor in this one, but taking what's Cade Witt telling his team as they try to mount this comeback.
Get the quick steal. Get down the other side. Quick bucket. We don't need raindrop threes from beyond the arc. We just need to get points on the board. It's doable. 49.4 seconds. If you're on the defense, or if you're on the bottom end of that, not enough time. If you're on the offensive end leading this ball game, it is too much time. So you have to maximize your effort here.
Boss throws it in to Cooper Parsons.
Don't foul him.
Be trapped right there. Kane Kirkpatrick comes to a jump stop at midcourt. They'll get across the timeline to Kason Parsons. Now Boss. Heavy pressure go underneath the Kane Kirkpatrick. Leaves it long. Gets his own board. He'll be fouled on the shooting attempt. He'll step to the line for two foul shots. 31.2 seconds to play. Fouls against White Griffin. This fourth foul, team's 10th plus. Kirkpatrick at the line for two. He sinks his first one. 11-point lead for Osage City. Second one now for Kirkpatrick. is no good. Rebound won by Landon Boss, but he is rejected from behind on the putback and back in the hands of Chase County. Bounce pass up to Wyatt Griffin. Is put on the floor now to Aiden Eidman. Eidman puts it on the floor. It's loose. He'll fall to the floor trying to save it. 13 seconds to go. Tag Bro now right wing. Aiden Eidman falls heavily down. He gets back up. Foul on the rebound. Landon Boss gets it, and Tag Bro will tag him on the arm, and he'll foul out. And Boss to the line for two foul shots.
Well, regardless, I think you can pretty much lock this one up, throw away the key. Osage City going to advance on to the championship round. 7.5 seconds, leading it by 11. But a valiant effort by Chase County. They fought back hard.
Just was really never able to kind of overcome that 9-0 run there by Osage City that they had in the...
Yeah. And again, I go back to the gun shyness. You know, you get some early fouls and some key players, you start to get hesitant. And when you do that, you leave lanes wide open.
Second one also good by Boss. So Osage City will look for their sixth shootout championship tomorrow night at 7:30.
Standing ovation for Boss.
One final play here for Wyatt Griffin and Chase County, and the pass goes out of bounds to their cheerleaders. 56-43 here.
On the plus side, only four turnovers in this second half for Chase County.
Pass way down court, and that will do it. 56-43, our final score. Osage City defeats Chase County. They'll either play Linden or Mission Valley, who is following this game, but we'll step aside, tally our stats, talk about what we saw here in the first of two championship semifinals here of the Flint Hill Shootout on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout being brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. And Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, full color banners and printing. T-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teals at 785-528-3912. And by First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally. Get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking.